Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Gordon Denlinger of the 99th Legislative District in Lancaster County. Representative Denlinger, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, a busy week in Harrisburg, a four-day session week, and the House acted to pass some very crucial legislation that will affect the drilling for Marcellus Shale in Pennsylvania and provide some funding to deal with some of the local effects and some of the environmental effects of that drilling. What are some of the details of the bill?
Well, we certainly did tackle one of the big items on, I think, every list, and that was the Marcellus Shale drilling activity that's occurring in the northern tier of the state and western areas. House Bill 1950, sponsored by Representative Brian Ellis, is fairly close to Governor Corbett's plan. It does place an impact fee on drillers, which extends for a 10-year time period and has a decreasing level of annual fee that sits on each well. It is very different than a version that was passed from the Senate side, and so there is a lot of negotiation still to occur. However, we did pass what essentially is the governor's package through the House, and it passed on a vote of 107-76, so fairly comfortable margin of passage. Beyond the impact fee that would be directed 75% toward the local communities and 25% toward state environmental programs, it is designed to modernize the regulatory environment that drillers operate in and tighten up the standards, if you will, on drilling activity so that we do protect our water and our environment. It also directs some money toward roads and bridge construction, so the infrastructure needs are covered. It also does set the stage in terms of uniform standards across the state. So I think a lot of pluses in the House Bill 1950 passage, but also a lot of negotiations still to occur between the House and the Senate before we reach a final bill.
There was also a piece of legislation that would affect a lot of small clubs in Pennsylvania and a lot of community organizations, and that was a small games of chance update. What's going on here?
Yes, House Bill 169, sponsored by Representative Cheryl Delosier, was moved through the House and does raise the levels of proceeds that can be processed through a small games of chance operation. Most of these, of course, are conducted by VFWs and fire halls and other community interest groups. It's a pretty significant increase in the levels, and to the extent that I have consistently been an opponent of the expansion of gambling activity, I did feel I needed to be a no vote on this, as were the other representatives from Lancaster County on the Republican side. I do see the benefits that can flow to those community organizations, and so there was a little bit of a tug in that direction. However, I thought it was important to be consistent on the gambling issue, and so I voted accordingly. But it is really the first upgrade and modernization of that law that will come on the books for some time, and so I think it does provide some benefits as well.
And in light of the situation with Penn State and the alleged child abuse that went on, there's been a lot of talk about child protection and a lot of efforts going on at the state level. And the House, I understand, is looking to put a commission in place. What's going on here?
Yes, there was a good open floor discussion about this situation that just tears at the heart for all of us. And certainly there's a feeling within the state House and in state government that we need to investigate fully what occurred, the breakdowns in reporting, the behavior of certain highly placed, well-compensated individuals in that organization. There is a movement toward a commission, an investigative panel that would be bipartisan in nature and would have subpoena power. We could compel people to testify so that we can get a sense of our need to respond from a legislative aspect. Obviously, there is a good body of law in place to deal with prosecutions, and ultimately, perhaps this issue is more just a breakdown of personal responsibility. But at the end of the day, we want to make sure that we are doing all we can in state law to protect those most vulnerable citizens that are among us, our children. So I think a good thorough review of our laws on the books and also what occurred up at Penn State is in order.
And I know you always like to talk to local groups in your community and your district, and I understand you recently got out to speak with a group of local veterans.
Yes, it was certainly my pleasure to join the Reamstown Veterans Association for their night of honoring those folks who have served in our nation's military. They had a wonderful event at the Reamstown Fire Hall, and Representative Tom Creighton and myself joined for that event, and we both made brief comments of thankfulness for those who have defended our freedom, stood in the gap, and worn the uniform of our nation's armed services.
Representative Denlinger, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Gordon Denlinger.